Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Our good friend Ted Nugent on the line, and he's usually a live wire, no question about that. Ted, welcome back to the conversation.
I feel welcome. God bless you. God bless America. And happy barbecue season 2017 to my spirit blood brothers across the hinterland.
You know, I sat there thinking about that a couple of days ago, thinking, you know, the freezer's looking a little bit shallow at the moment, Ted. We're going to have to get out of the woods
maybe
here.
Maybe yours
not too much
is,
longer.
Gruber, but if you need some extra backstraps, just call Uncle Ted. I'm your backstrap daddy.
and always shy to tell folks. I know that.
Why not celebrate the perfection of knowing that you should celebrate Thanksgiving every damn day? You know, I got this ballet down to a pirouette that you love.
Oh, it is good. Now, recently, though, Ted, I saw some comments from you that, a kinder, gentler Ted Nugent was emerging, and he wasn't going to use such strong language, and he was going to tone down the rhetoric and politics and something of that nature. Do tell.
Well, you know, I'm a 69-year-old rock and roll backstrapper. I not only celebrate the spirit of the wild, I am the damn spirit of the wild. So what I attempt to do in my hunting life, you know, I've known each other for a long time, and quality of life comes from quality of focus, efficiency, a streamlined approach to be as effective as possible, not just a field, you know, try to aim small, miss small, and learn to optimize stealth and that situational awareness to make you a better dad, husband, neighbor, bow hunter, guitar player, whatever your endeavors may be. But in the world of politics, it has gotten so ugly. All of the ugly, by the way, from the left, the Democrats and the, you know, decapitated head celebrators. And if someone might show up at your campus that you don't agree with, you'll go ahead and burn the campus down. That's the ugly, vicious, violent, hateful,
even if
nasty,
you're not a student,
criminal domain of the left. That being as it may, when the left goes to the extreme of identifying Republicans and then opening fire on them in an attempt to kill those that oppose their politics, I thought, as a loudmouth right-winger from the right side who has never hinted at, much less participated or encouraged or authorized any violent behavior, that I would use language and English terms that were as direct and efficient as possible without even the dumbed-down loony left misunderstanding my metaphors and street slang. So, yes, I am going to be more efficient, but the energy, the passion, the fire, the absolutism has actually escalated.
So when I hear, you know, because the one thing they kept pointing out, a couple of things, because you get dragged into political food fights you're not even associated with on an all too regular basis. I hear your name thrown around from time to time when I'm have the misfortune of the TV stopping on CNN or some one of these other disgraced
land networks. Of the fake news. Yes, indeed.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. I mean, they make news up so fast. They fire people when they're flat out busted. And then the next day they go on and say, well, we didn't do anything wrong. Anyhow, I see your name dragged around. One of the quotes they come back to oftentimes is, well, you said that Barack Obama should suck on your machine gun or something like that. Obviously, it's rhetorical. It's not real. And you weren't walking around a baseball field using, you know, live rounds on real people. But they don't get that, do they?
They really don't. And let's make it perfectly clear. I was responding to an attempt by Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, you know, the gun-running Eric Holder, you know, the guy that's responsible for Brian Terry's death, you know, those Democrats. I was responding to their nonstop constitutional oath-violating attack on law-abiding gun owners, and I responded by saying, you will not further infringe on my God-given Second Amendment guaranteed rights, and if you think you are, you can suck on my machine gun. Anybody, I know that everybody listening to the Steve Gruber Show doesn't need this explained, but we all know someone who is dumbed down in America that might need a metaphor explained. Let me explain it real clearly, even though I'm just a guitar player and I never went to college because I was too busy learning important stuff. Let me metaphor it this way. If they wanted to over and illegally tax my Buick, I would have told them to suck on my Buick. I don't think anybody, Steve, would think that Ted Nugent wants anyone's lips near his Buick. It's a metaphor saying don't tread on me. I feel like I'm explaining this to romper roomers out there, and I know that only the guilty need to feel guilty, but even that kind of language, I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm going to stick to the specific points, but I'm going to be even more effective. And you know, there's only one thing more dangerous than a coiled rattlesnake within 2 feet, and that's Ted Nugent more effective.
Aren't you a little bit embarrassed sometimes, though, Ted, when you see the level at which we have failed our children, not me specifically, but is a general sense, because we fail to teach them history. We fail to teach them the Constitution. We fail to explain to them that the Establishment Clause doesn't mean that you can't have a religion anywhere near a school, and that, you know, you can't have treason by, you know, showing somebody a seat to have a conversation with. This is not treason, because people don't understand the basic tenets of the American Constitution. They don't even realize it doesn't apply to people that don't live here. We the people of the United States means we the people of, well, the United States, not Somalia or Libya or wherever else that they think, well, the Constitution applies to everybody worldwide. I don't understand the level of ignorance in America today.
Well, you don't, because you're a man that's quality of life is driven, like mine and everybody I know, my band, my crew, our Spirit of the Wild team, everybody I know, Steve, everybody I know has self-evident truth, logic, and common sense. So we can't make sense out of anti-truth, anti-logic, and uncommon nonsense. But here it is in a nutshell. I celebrate Independence Day every day of my life, and I do so on stage with all the fire and brimstone and righteous outrage that a rock and roll guitar player from Detroit has the right and authority to do so. But when I explain to my children and grandchildren and my friends and people on stage that the reason we celebrate Independence Day is because when the tyrants and thugs from the British Empire came to take our guns and deny us our God-given right to keep and bear arms, we met the British at Concord Bridge and we shot them dead. Now, in today's politically correct snowflake, softy, ignorant, dodo bird freakout world, to reference the Concord Bridge defense of our individual civil rights would be to encourage violence. We might shoot a British person. I mean, it's gotten that insane, but intelligent, common sense people know why we celebrate Independence Day, and if ever that scenario were to erupt again in our lives, we would celebrate it the same way.
Absolutely true. Now, speaking of politics, there have been times when I hear, well, Ted Nugent's going to run for governor, and Ted is going to do this and that, but I hear one of your friends, your colleagues, your partners in crime in rock and roll, Kid Rock, also from Michigan, a friend of yours, I know, the serious talk that he's running for the United States Senate to challenge Debbie Stabenow. What do you make of it?
Well, I'm on the phone on a regular basis with my friend Bob Ritchie, a great traditional rock and roll rhythm and blues musical authority from the great Detroit zone, the great Michiganiac land of Bob Seger and Grand Funk Rail and the Four Tops and the Motown Funk Brothers and Uncle Ted and all the musical forces to reckon with. And I'm very proud of what Kid Rock does, as we all should be. And he is a pragmatic, a rugged individual. He employs people. He organizes very difficult, very demanding and challenging tours to present the greatest 2 hours of his life every night on stage. That's quite an endeavor. It's quite an accomplishment, and it's a Herculean work ethic. All those attributes that make the Kid Rock world and Michigan and America strong and great every day by being in the asset column also drives his politics, where he sees that big government is an absolute torch to our tax dollars. He knows that a secure country must have secure borders. He also knows that we have the right to keep and bear arms, and that currently it is constitutionally violated in the infringement category. So Kid Rock would be a great representative of working hard, playing hard Americans in the asset column in the great state of Michigan. And we proved that the heart and soul of Michigan is a red Republican Donald Trump state. It is not a blue state. It is not an embarrassingly reliable blue state. Michigan, like all the so-called blue states, only has high crime Democrat blue smudges in liability pockets. Otherwise, the entire nation is red, and Kid Rock would be a great representative to take the place of Hillary's lapdog, Debbie Stabenow. So he hasn't confirmed it, but he is seriously thinking about it, and I am working close with him to make sure he understands the common sense list of non-blue state embarrassments that Michigan is subjected to currently, and that the rhinos in the state better get ready, because if Kid Rock comes in with Ted Nugent's direction, we're not going to drain the swamp. We're going to pave it over.
Which is exactly what you should do. You know, I was sitting here this morning on the program talking about, you know, and you know this feeling when you walk out into the swamp and you're trying to catch up with a white-tailed deer, whatever it may be. I used to do this as a kid early on, and you put your foot down in that muck, and my God, the smell that comes out of there is one of the most god-awful things you'll ever smell in your life. And then you go to pull your foot back.
I actually put a little bit behind my ears and under my armpits every day.
But then you pull your foot, and your boot is sucked into the swamp, and your boot's standing there, and you're standing there one-legged trying to figure out if you can stay balanced to get your boot back on to get out of it. That's what Donald Trump was experiencing when he went to Washington. He found out that the swamp is more of a cesspool. It's deeper, wider, more dark and dank than he ever anticipated, and he's wandering through there with little help from the rhinos, like you mentioned. I look at these people and I go, listen, you guys ran on the idea that you would repeal Obamacare, that you would build the wall, that you would reform taxes, and all you feckless weasels, now that you're in office, oh, we can't do that. You know, we came up with this and this. It's like, I don't know what I'm dealing with. I don't actually know what's worse. You know, somebody like Bernie Sanders who says this is the socialism and I love it, or the rhinos that say we're going to change the world, but then they never do. And it is infuriating to me and millions of other people.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, with all the muck and the boot, you know, snapping goo that Donald Trump is experiencing, I got to tell you, look very closely beyond the smoke and mirrors of the fake news, lying, dishonest anti-journalists out there, and stop and think. Pence, he's our guy, 100%. Gorsuch, he's our guy, 100%. Mad Dog, Mattis, that's Ted Nugent in an army uniform. You look at the people that he has surrounded himself, and I'm not kidding, Steve. They are my guys. They're our hunting buddies. They're our constitutional buddies. They're our Bill of Rights buddies. Just the SCOTUS appointment of Gorsuch is a reversal
huge
of the swamp like we haven't
huge
seen in our lifetime. Since Scalia and Thomas, this is a great, great day. The new head of U.S. Fish and Wildlife from the great state of Utah, this is a real conservationist. This is a real sustained yield hunting, fishing, trapping celebrant. We are so on the right track. Yes, health care and tax reform, the wall, these are slow in coming because of the true obstructionists out there, including the rhinos. But I'm telling you, I enjoy that nasty, stinky, sucking sound when I'm chasing the deer or a cock pheasant in the Michigan swamps, because it reminds me audibly and olfactory stimuli that I am home. Believe me, Steve Gruber, and all constitutionalists and patriots and people in the asset column who take risks and make sacrifice to provide and make their families and neighborhoods in this country great and safe and strong every day, we've got the right president, and he's moving forward as fast as a human being possibly can with the entrenched status quo blockade of lying, cheating, America-hating KKK Democrats and the rhinos who can't get out of their own way. So I got to tell you, my guitar has never had more fun on stage because I've always played the soundtrack for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but I've never had so much fun because the atmosphere that Donald Trump has created is the best atmosphere since Ronald Reagan. In fact, Steve, better.
It might be better, you know, in many respects. I was going to say, you know, one of the guys that he appointed that's one of my favorites and I think was a brilliant selection, the Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke from
Zinke
Montana.
Zinke is our man.
There's your
Absolutely.
Guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's your man, right? SEAL Team 6, Montanan, you know, knows how to, you know, all that stuff that he's been, you know, involved with along the way. Just an awesome human being.
Yeah, but, he's,
know,
like Ted Nugent with a tie. I don't know,
you know,
him because I don't drool, but I understand some people need them.
Yeah, they don't give credit to these people. These, well, there's too many military people, Ted. There's just, they're all these military people. There's too much of that, and it's going to, and Donald Trump's too close to the military. And then, of course, the nonsense about Donald Trump Jr. and the emails. Now we find out that John McCain was overseas with one of his buddies overseas to try to get the dirty dossier. That's out now. We find out that this attorney, this Russian attorney, was actually here illegally by appointment of Loretta Lynch. I mean, there is so much crap, and there's no other more polite way to put it on non-satellite than that. There's so much crap going on, it's hard to keep up with it.
Well, let me tell you, you know, Steve, tonight I will be performing my 6,601st concert. That's 6,601 concerts, and it's so much fun, it's stupid. But more important than that many concerts is that number, 6,601, represents 6,601 backstage meetings with cops and military and welders and hunters and fishermen and game wardens and just good, working hard, playing hard Americans. And let me tell you, the good guys have risen. What we proved in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania is the resurgence of a we the people duty, obligation, moral, and spiritual responsibility to go to those polls and vote for the people who represent those of us in the asset column. I got to tell you, the average constituent of a Democrat, they don't even like America. They don't think you have to prove you're an American to vote in America, Steve. You can't get Mad Magazine to run this story. Alfred E. Newman would reject the story that there are some Americans that don't believe you have to prove you're an American to vote. I mean, this is Planet of the Apes flew over the cuckoo's nest stuff. They don't believe you need to earn your own way. They believe that if you get some degree from a brainwashing propaganda ministry university, that somehow there'll be a check waiting for you when you take your cap and gown off. I mean, it literally is, you know, clockwork, day-glow orange insanity out there from the left. The Democrats and the liberals have lost their souls. So let me just emphasize in the clearest way possible, those of us that rose to our duty on November 8th and voted in a status quo crushing Donald Trump as POTUS, we damn well better show up to every election, particularly in Michigan, and eradicate the embarrassment of blue America-hating policymakers. And those words are strong, but they're dead accurate. You know I'm right. You know I'm accurate when I identify Democrats as those that will continue to enslave people who have been brainwashed to think that they're not good enough to compete with people who own alarm clocks and actually use them. So I think we're on the right track, but don't anybody ever rest out there. You need to be a member of the National Rifle Association. You need to be in touch with your elected employees on a regular basis and bullet point Donald Trump's campaign agenda, and we need to demand that that becomes policy and put America back on track and make her great again.
About that 6,601 concert appearances to date, I understand you have one coming up in Grand Rapids in the not-too-distant future. What number will that be?
You know, I haven't looked at my itinerary because sometimes I laugh so hard I can't move to the airport. But all I can tell you is that we're playing Grand Rapids on August 18th. We're playing Freedom Hill on August 25th. We're playing Lexington. I got, you know, they were going to give me a day off, and I told my booking agent, I don't take days off. My days off are in September, October, November, December, January, and February. Those are my days off. So we're playing Lexington, Michigan on the, I think, 22nd and 23rd of July. But we're playing Lexington, Grand Rapids, and Freedom Hill. And Steve, I can't wait. This is the greatest tour of my life. Jason Heartless on drums from Detroit is an absolute animal, and Greg Smith on the bass guitar. Plus, Steve, we cheat. We're the best band because we cheat. We only eat Michigan and Texas backstraps, so we have a little bit more piss and vinegar than the average band.
Yeah, they're going to be hard challenges to stick up and put up with you. It's your attitude that scares the crap out of liberals because you're, you know, lean, mean, guitar playing and political machine, I suppose, a fair way to put it.
Well, with all kidding aside, because I am the funniest guitar player in the world, but with all genuine heart and soul seriousness, I, Ted Nugent, am exactly what the founding fathers wanted every American to be, and it can simply be summarized as a we the people activist participant who demands constitutional accountability from our elected employees. We hire these people to take an oath to the Constitution, and we've got to hold their feet to the fire, and there are criminals everywhere in politics that are violating that oath to the Constitution, and we should have accountability. That's what I do, and that's why people think I'm a radical. You're damn right I'm a radical. I'm experimenting in self-government. That's as radical as you can get. I like it.
Absolutely true, and I think we'll end it right there, Ted. As always,